Nothing will distract and kill a great lawn like a weed forest.
Well, I think I timed it right this year, just before this rain. I hit the yard real hard with that. Because last year we were traveling at the right time to put it down. I missed it, and I fought spurge all summer long. It was horrible. So I'm on a stamp spurge out of my backyard campaign. So I got mine down in time. Let's go back to Dave.
Calling from Prescott, dealing with...
I'm here.
Dave, thanks for your patience. Can I ask you, on the stucco cracks, you said a lot of them were vertical. That are they pretty much following about where the studs are?
Let's see. On an exterior wall, the studs are 16 inches on center.
Yeah.
It's, I would say... That's a good possibility.
Yeah.
I know I contacted the builder within the first year, and they said, no, the cracks are less than the size of a quarter to go through, and it meets code, and they couldn't do anything about it. I ended up working with a painter, filled some of them with an elastomeric caulk, and then painted over. But, of course, when you do that and you look at the wall, it looks like a zebra.
Okay.
So they've just continued to grow. Some have widened up a little bit more. Had the builder representative come out within the last year. They looked at it and came back and said, no, you're out of warranty, can't do anything about it. But I know what happens when you have a crack in a stucco. Water gets in there, and they open back up. And you might have more problems on down the road.
Well, what the painter did with the elastomeric is probably going to be your best bet. Now, how rough a texture is it? Is it a smooth, what we call sand finish, or is it a skip trowel texture?
No, it's a sand finish.
Yeah, that makes it even a little bit harder to make the patch disappear, and it does make it easier for the cracks to show. But what we will generally do, Dave, is on a smooth sand finish wall with cracks, we will open the crack up a bit with a margin trowel. Then we will blow that crack out with an air compressor. And then we will backfill it with a textured elastomeric with sand in it. And bleed that in with a wet sponge and let it cure, and then we come back with a texture elastomeric coating, and that may be spread over the crack 4 inches in either direction, using an 8 or 12 inch trowel knife, feather that in, butter it in, let it dry, and then paint. And that pretty well, what you're seeing, we call it flashing, when that caulk makes the house look like a zebra. That's a flash.
Right. Right, no, I understand that.
Yeah, and if you'll just use a wet sponge to feather that elastomeric into the stucco a little bit better, you'll erase a lot of that flashing. It's going to be hard to get rid of what's there without removing the elastomeric. Your other option is to lay another complete entire coat of acrylic fiberglass reinforced stucco over that one wall.
Okay, I was thinking that might be a better fix to it.
Yeah.
It might be less labor intensive than the first suggestion that you made.
Yeah. Well, those are the two ways to tackle it.
All right. Well, thanks for your help. I appreciate it.
Okay, man. Thanks for the
call.
And
you continue to get it better and improve.
Every day's a little bit better. Every day.
Sounds good.
I think I've made some quantum leaps here just in this past week. As a matter of fact, Thursday night, Valentine's Day, I was up till 11 o'clock at night.
You weren't up till 11 o'clock at night before the rollover.
I know. I know. I took my sweetheart, sweet Jennifer, to an Esteban concert at Scottsdale Center for the Arts. I thought the concert was just fantastic.
Yeah, I was proud of both of us for staying awake for the whole thing, but it was so good that we were awake. It was sold out. Esteban was in fine form. Boy, he plays with his whole heart, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Good stuff.
Absolutely one of my favorite musicians. We listen to his music all the time.
It was funny when I saw that ad that he was going to be playing on Valentine's night. I thought, oh, man, that's too bad. Mom and Dad would have loved to have gone to this. I thought, ah, Dad's not up to being out that late yet. And
blown away, right?
Yeah. What was that? Was Valentine's Day Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday.
Thursday, yeah. So then Friday, like, oh, yeah, we were out all night at Esteban. I thought, well, I guess he was feeling up to it.
Yeah.
I loved it when he told me he bought me tickets. Happy Valentine's.
Yeah, that was a good concert. And I'm not big on going to concerts. One, I'm not big on crowds. There's very few venues that are comfortable. They put you in postage stamp seats as small as an airline seat, and you're supposed to enjoy the experience. Scottsdale Center for the Arts, the seats are comfortable. It was great. Not too loud. Most concerts are so loud, I have an extreme headache 1/3 the way through the concert. So this one was really the exception. It was a fabulous performance.
Our Valentine's Day is a little different. That's Landry Kay's birthday. She turned five. And
sweet little angel granddaughter.
You know, when it's your birthday, you get to pick what you eat. You know, that's one of the treats. And she's the only one of the four that has something out of the house. It's you know, Tinley might be beer butt chicken, Roxy might be steak, Remy might be a cheeseburger or hot dogs. Landry, mac and cheese from Red Robin. We don't eat at chain restaurants. I don't know how or where or when. I do. It was the only place we could find in Prescott one night after the Christmas tree lighting that could feed us within an hour.
Oh.
And ever since then, she has been waiting to go back to Red Robin for a mac and cheese restaurant. And speaking of noise, they have a great burger there, but man, it was loud. And I couldn't figure out what was irritating me. As soon as we walked out and we got back into the quiet, living out in Whitman out of the streets and the sirens and the noise and... Yeah, noise bothers me now.
Well, let's see if we can get to Ruth. And then we've got Pam also on hold. Ruth, we appreciate your patience. Let's see how we can help you with your homeowner question.
I'm glad you're doing better.
Thank you, ma'am.
I've had two bids on an air conditioning heating unit.
Uh-huh.
Mine is 22 years old, and it seems very confusing. I think we've got the tonnage down. We're going with the same tundra that I have now, which is 4. But the Sears, and then you have, I guess, 1 speed, 2 speed, then you have a varial speed. And then you have, there's different opinions on what company to go with. So,
right.
You know, Lennox or this or that. So I'm just so overwhelmed.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons on our referral network, we don't just list one company. We like you to be able to pick from 2 or 3 really great companies, and they're all going to come to you with a different opinion on how best to handle the situation. But if you have a system that's 22 years old, I'd like to think we could downsize the tonnage, but it would take a full assessment to determine that. I would want to do a full assessment of your return air plenum and your supply ducts to make sure the integrity of the duct system was good. I can tell you, you probably can get proposals for SEER ratings as high as the low to mid 20s. But I think statutorily, it has to be a 13 right now. Generally speaking, something in the 15 to 16, 18 is probably about right.
Okay, 15 to 16. I have a 10 now, I believe.
Right. And you're going to save money with this new unit, I promise you.
I hope it's quieter because the unit's right outside my bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it's quieter than I have now.
Well, I will tell you, you will want to drive that point home in writing to whoever installs the unit, because there are brands that we're familiar with that are so noisy, you will be extremely disappointed.
And if you look at the video we put together this summer with Train,
yes,
we had to hold paper above it to prove that the unit was running. It was so quiet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So make sure your contractor you select is in complete understanding that if you're not happy with the noise outside your bedroom window, you're going to be looking for a solution.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, I would put that in writing.
Okay, yes, wonderful. Absolutely. Yeah, they all say it's going to be quieter, but who knows, right?
Right.
Okay.
So,
and then as far as the speeds, how do you figure out the speeds, the one speed, two speed?
Well, most of our guys are recommending the variable speed.
Variable, okay.
Because that's like the accelerator on your car. If in March and September, you only need your air conditioner running at 20% its capacity, that mm-hmm. variable speed compressor can do that.
Okay.
A single speed compressor only goes full blast.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
A two speed has a low speed and a high speed. A variable speed has an infinite number of speeds. It only operates as the load dictates it operates, and never any more.
Okay, so you're advising variable, and then the SEER 15 to 16, and and I've got that in writing in just in case, you know, it's too noisy
sound,
to call.
Yeah.
And as far as a manufacturer, it just kind of go with your gut?
Well, any of the equipment a Rosie certified contractor is recommending to you is going to be good equipment.
Okay.
That's going to be Train. That's going to be Lennox. We have a couple guys that operate some Goodman equipment that's gone through a complete rebranding and engineering recently. So, you know, Ruth, I offer this to a lot of our listeners. If you want to just email, scan the proposals to me, I'll review them, look at your house, and I'll tell you if it was my house, which one I'd go with.
And it's got to fit your budget, too.
Yeah.
You know, I drive an F-150 STX, not a F-150 Platinum for a reason. It gets me just fine without all the extra bells and whistles. Now, I've driven a Platinum, and that would be a lot of fun to have.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's got to fit your budget. And we actually had a gentleman call, and I guess this was Tuesday, and he was aggravated with me because two of our partners were giving different advice for the air conditioning unit. I said, well, we don't screen against professional advice. I mean, we do. It's got to be good advice. But you can have three of the best air conditioning contractors voted on by the rest of the air conditioning contractors. These are the best three. What do you recommend for this house? And you could get three different answers. Their experience with different equipment, their time in the field, what they've seen, what they haven't seen, living conditions. There are thousands of variables, and he wanted something standardized that they would all agree to. I'm like, you know, what single industry would you have trade professionals all agree this is the absolute best way to do it, and this is the best brand, the best equipment, the best way to solder it? You're never going to get that.
That's true. I mean, we have experts in many fields that go to different manufacturers just based on their working relationships over the years and their experience and having warranty done and stuff.
And occasionally you might see one brand spike over the other one that, hey, this unit might be better than that one. But, you know, it might be a one-off. Their track history with this other manufacturer may go back 20 years, and they're not willing to break that brand loyalty because they know I've been buying equipment from this guy for 20 years. If I get a problem, I've got a lot more weight with him than if I jump ship now and I'm the new guy for this other manufacturer and I've got a problem. So it's a lot of it is the relationships as well. So you can get variable opinions from professionals. It doesn't mean one's right or wrong. It just goes back to which one of these two guys do you want walking up if you have a problem? I mean, that's your end determining factor. If you trust them both and you know they're good quality contractors and they've been around a long time, just pick which one of those two you have the better relationship
Absolutely.
With. And there's your factor.